Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to Cannabis School. I'm your host, Jesse Angelis.
And I'm Brandon Elder.
And we're here to talk to you about everything pertaining to cannabis, from vape,
flower,
edibles,
strains,
and everything in between. Hey everybody, how's it going? How's your week been?
Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, we're excited to be able to go through yet another review. And this one is pretty amazing. I know we typically don't go into it so quickly, but this is a good one, man.
It is. This is a fantastic strain. I can honestly say I've never tried crack.
No.
But this strain is probably the next best thing, I would guess.
Well, what are we talking about today?
Oh, green crack.
Green crack.
But because crack has such a terrible name and no one wants to take crack, because let's be real, it's crack.
Yeah. Green crack is pretty amazing, though. I would say with my experience with green crack, I have had it with a tincture. And for those who don't know what a tincture is, it's a dropper. And it was awesome. It is the most relaxing feeling of being medicated I've ever had. The day I remember strongest about it is the wife asked me, she says, hey, we're gonna go clean and organize the garage. Oh, I was like, hell yeah, I love that. Absolutely not. I hate that shit. I can't stand doing that. On my Saturdays, I don't want to do anything, but it's always yard work, doing whatever we have to do. But what was really amazing is that I took that, and within an hour, I was the happiest little organizer ever. That's awesome.
Got it all done.
Yeah, so I'm going to start with the tincture, Brandon. You had it in flower?
Oh, yeah, I've had it in flower, vape, edible, tincture. Tincture. I've had it in everything.
So I've never had the flower. I haven't had vape. Edible, of course, right there. That's kind of taken out there, but I've had it with the tincture. And it was just amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
Yeah, it's very energetic, uplifting. Like, I would go hike or work or do just about anything on this strain.
Oh, cool. So what are we going to say? We got a person who's investigating this. What are going to be some of the things that they need to look out for?
So, I mean, first thing with green crack is the name. A lot of them are trying to change it or call it green kush now, just because of the negative connotation around crack.
Well, so, all cannabis names together, you know how I feel about that. You feel a lot of the same. Remember that the names of these strains are there to be able to help differentiate them, but it's more going back to paying homage to the old words of code words, right? Like,
yeah.
420, right? 420 doesn't mean it's time to get high. It's actually the police code of saying that they had somebody possessing marijuana.
Yeah, but now everyone just says it's 420. That right. Just means it's obviously the time that...
Time to get high.
Yeah, time to medicate yourself. So with green crack, this is a fantastic sativa. You'll taste flavors of citrus and earthy. Mm-hmm. It's super delicious. The most common effect people feel is energetic.
Yeah, I'd agree. Like, I felt super relaxed, but able to do things. You know, again, we're both sides of the coin here. Brandon, big indica supporter.
Yeah.
Right? He loves that. I am huge into sativa. I like indica. I find that the effects that I can get, the negative effects from indica, are a little bit harder for me. Induces a lot of anxiety. But with sativa, what's the most common side effect that you get when you have too much sativa?
So with sativa, you're going to get paranoid is the most common side effect if you have too much.
And there's also one more.
Dry eyes and dry mouth.
The headache. Sativa headaches.
Yeah.
I get bad headaches if I have too much.
I don't use sativa often enough to really get that, but when I do use a good amount of sativa, I can feel that. Usually it goes away pretty quick.
Yeah, I stay hydrated to kind of keep that at bay, but it is, it's a productive strain, I would say. And what I mean by productive is that I don't necessarily have to say that I'm not going to do anything today.
No, you wouldn't want to sit on the couch all day. I wouldn't be able to.
This is a really good one too. If you've got infused oils like a tincture, a lot of people like to cook with cannabis and not just brownies.
Yeah. If you have infused butter or olive oil, I did a dinner this weekend with edible. Everything was edible. And I have olive oil that I make eggs with all the time. Make my breakfast with and have a little edible breakfast.
I was bringing that up now because I know that there's usually when people think of edible cannabis, they think just chocolates, gummies, you know, something like a treat.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of savory dishes. You've brought up Bon Appetit many times over there. They have a lot of recipes in that book to be able to figure out how to be able to use your infused oils. And it doesn't have to necessarily be like MCT oil. It can be like an olive oil, avocado oil. Like there's so many different oils that you could use with this. But once it's infused,
and you can infuse sugars and all sorts of stuff.
Oh yeah.
Same with salt. So you can genuinely make anything into, well, anything with fat soluble typically in it.
Right.
Or water soluble, but then you want to have the fat in your system so that it attaches better to it.
Yeah, and it absorbs better. And remember, like in an edible form, it does last quite a bit longer. But to go back, where am I going to find this more often? Am I going to find it in flower or vape?
Oh, I've never had a problem finding it in either. Genuinely, yeah. It's been pretty easy to find. I think because it is such a happy, euphoric, uplifting strain that is really focused and energetic, people use it during the day often. And so it's a very common strain for a lot of people. In that instance, it's pretty commonly found, I would guess, probably all over.
Yeah, I'd say the only way that I could really take to account how this helps to focus the mind, because sativa is more of the uplifted, more focus factor. It is definitely one of my favorite of the sativa family. You know, our jet fuels recent, just absolutely love it.
Yeah, jet fuel is the other one that I'd say is
just
pretty
awesome.
Good.
But I would say that this is really good for anything that you're trying to focus on. So every once in a while, Brandon and I jump on and we play games together online. And when we're playing, this sativa is really great because it keeps you relaxed, but it keeps you alert. So you're able to multitask throughout that whole process, but by keeping stress levels down.
It definitely helps with anxiety, depression, and stress. So it's much better for getting a lot of stuff done.
Yeah, so it's definitely for those who are working at home and you're like, you know, I want cannabis during the day because it kind of helps me out.
But I have a hard time being productive with some of the others.
Right? Green Crack or the other way it's called Green Kush.
Green Crush.
Green Crush?
Yeah.
Green Crush would be awesome for you to be able to kind of put that into your daily routine if you're having a little bit more difficulties. Those for ADHD.
Yeah.
Me personally. It helps me to hyper-focus. And so I personally would rather take something like that than some type of amphetamine or other chemical that's just going to mess with my brain. This one just hits my CB1 receptors and helps me to just focus.
Zone in, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice. I can really get a lot more done. I'm so much more productive when I have a strain that can help me focus.
Yeah. Don't feel sleepy. Don't feel tired. Just feel very good. Now, in the vape form, in the smoke form, I've had it in the smoke form from flower. And again, it's the very same feeling. You will feel a little bit more medicated right away, but it does help you focus. In the edible kind, which the dropper I had, that one makes you feel relaxed, but for a really long period of time. I'd say the max amount of time I had on that was about 6 hours.
That's fantastic.
Right?
I love when stuff lasts that long.
Yeah, it really is good because it stays within that system. It slowly dissipates in there. So, yeah, big factor over here, Brandon. Okay, man, so on the sativa levels from 0 to 5, where would you put it?
I mean, it's definitely in my top 5. Green Crack is for sure, Green Crush, definitely for sure one of my top 5 strains in sativa. I'd say it's a 5. It's either 4.8 or 5. I really don't have any complaints with it, though.
No, I would say, though, as far as what I look for in a sativa, it's a good number 3 for me. 4 is definitely Pineapple Express, and 5 is Jet Fuel. Jet Fuel is by far my favorite of the sativa family.
Okay, now I'm curious, what are the first 3?
Oh, no, I'm going backwards. So number 5 would be like top.
That's the best. Okay.
Yeah. Number 5.
I thought number 1 is the best.
No. 0 to 5.
Rookie mistake.
Right, there you go, dude. No, but that's where I would rank it at. I think it's good. It's not my absolute go-to. If I lined those 3 up on a table, going which one? No question asked. It would actually depend on what I'm doing.
I over that too. It's been the clearest strain I've ever had.
Yeah, super clear, but Pineapple Express is really chill. Green Dog, or not Green, Green Crush.
Yeah.
Is definitely right there. Number 3. It's a middle of the road for me. If you're looking for something, it's a chill strain. It's economically valued. It's abundant, so it's not crazy priced.
Yeah, it's never been the top of the line strain, but it's never been the bottom shelf either. It's just a good middle level strain. So
yeah, so you're in a dispensary anywhere across the U.S. Go take a look, Brandon. Do you have a dispensary in mind that you'd like to give a shout out to?
Oh, Buddy Boy Dispensaries in Denver, Colorado.
Wow, what's so great about them?
Oh, they had fantastic flower, super beautiful, just covered in trichomes, beautiful colors, quality products, and the staff knew what they were talking about.
Cool. So is this a place where I could go into, I could listen to this cannabis podcast, go in there and ask about a strain, and I'm going to get more information than I would give here?
That depends on the bud tender.
Cool. So look for those really good bud tenders over there. Again, big shout out to our friends out there in Denver.
Yeah, Buddy Boy Dispensaries.
Buddy Boy.
Got good stuff.
Nice.
It's been a while, but I would definitely go back. I would recommend checking them out.
Cool.
If you guys are out in Colorado area, I think they are all over Colorado. So definitely worth checking out. Yeah, Green Crack, though. I would definitely say if you get out and exercise, this is a fantastic strain for that.
Oh, yeah.
Hiking, if you bring Green Crack with Green Crush, same thing with you, it's going to be super energetic. And I love that for hiking. Going out, having cannabis that takes away the aches and pains from hiking, but at the same time, just makes the colors more vibrant, makes me more happy, euphoric, and
Let the enjoy it so world much more. Go away for a little bit.
Yeah.
Might as well.
Yeah, nature's definitely my happy place.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
I mean, and cannabis. I love you too.
All right, guys. Hey, thanks for tuning in this week and looking forward to being able to hit you up next Tuesday.
Thanks for joining us.
Take care.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.